Hello, thank you for tuning in to another episode of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore. I'm the Director of Communications at the National Cannabis Industry Association. Today, I'm happy to have on one of our members, Melinda Yu of Sungrown Studios. Melinda designs innovative, profitable, and award-winning cannabis retail dispensaries across North America. Her work is inspiring, her clients are notable, and her vision for the cannabis industry is unparalleled. She leads her team thoughtfully through the creative and technical processes of creating unique retail experiences that are both jaw-dropping and profitable. After over a decade at a traditional residential interior design firm in Chicago, Melinda followed her curiosity to retail interior design and merchandising. She quickly fell in love with dispensary design and all the quirks and challenges that go with it. Since then, she's grown and led Sungrown Studio, received press recognition with her magazine-worthy retail environments and thought leadership. Sungrown Studio was named Dispensary Design Master 2022 by MG Magazine. Melinda continues to design amazing retail stores that reflect her clients' values and brand. Welcome to the show today, Melinda.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So in addition to everything I just shared with our audience, let's hear a bit more about you and your background and things that you did before moving into the cannabis retail design dispensary space.
Yeah, sure. So I took the long path before going to college. So I worked, tons of retail. I managed stores, all over the place. I worked as a gallery hanger for many years, and I think that really gave me a critical eye for art. I truly loved it, but I hated being on ladders all day. So off to college I went, and I got my bachelor's in fine arts in interior design from ILIA in Chicago. And during college, I worked on, a ton of side projects doing historic preservation throughout Chicago. We would convert those beautiful old 1930s buildings into retail and residential condos. Mm. It was fun. So then I thought residential was where I wanted to be. So I worked for a very high-end, fast-paced, high-stressed residential firm in the suburbs. I learned the design business inside and out. Within a year, I was a junior designer, and then a client-facing designer, a senior designer, and I was, leading my team of designers, managing the staff. And we were a small firm with really high expectations. And I was, a proud ASID award winner for many projects. So then I took a giant break to have a bunch of kids. And when they started kindergarten, I was getting that design itch again, where I really wanted to be back, back in design and back at the forefront of creating things. So I went back to work as a remote designer, project manager for our sister company, which is Coddington Design in the Bay Area. Sungrown was really in its seedling stage at that time. Our founder had only designed one dispensary, but she thought we might have something unique to say. And so we, I came on board, then I shifted completely off of residential and moved full time into Sungrown. It wasn't going to be a hobby or a side gig, and I love it. I went all in and haven't looked back.
Interesting. Yeah, that's great. Great to hear that path to get to where you're at now. And here you are working exclusively, it sounds, with the cannabis industry on dispensary design. For you, was that scary knowing that cannabis is not yet legal at the federal level? Or what were your thoughts about the cannabis plant and the movement when you made that decision?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm a child of the, just say no era. And like we were all encouraged to join the DARE program, so we could go on ski trips. And I have always felt that, I was never confident in a program that would trust an eighth grader to vow to never to do something. There's definitely that stigma attached. And, I felt like the design world has a chance to break that stigma. It actually just makes me want to try harder to show them a different perspective of what cannabis retail could look like. I also, like personally, I suffered, years and years with insomnia and anxiety. I tried everything out there, and the lack of sleep just multiplied my anxiety. And, my anxiety then fed the insomnia. It's that nasty little, circle. So it really wasn't until I tried this little microdose gummy that I got from a client. And I actually slept that night. And it was the most amazing breakthrough I've had. And it changed my perspective on, the cannabis industry and not just medical use, but adult use as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I can 1,000% relate to the anxiety and insomnia vicious circle. It's tough, and cannabis has absolutely been a salve for those issues for many, many people. Thank you so much for sharing that part of your story as well. So here we are today. You're kicking it with the dispensary design, and how are things going? What's new and exciting for 2023 with you and your company?
It's fantastic. So, yeah, I mean, I'm the design director, and that's a big title for a big job. But SunGrown is still small, and I do everything from, sales to social media, all the design work and client management. Our team is, very small and mighty. But, one of the things that we treasure is that our day-to-day is it's exciting and every day is completely different from the day before. I currently have six projects and they're, one is in Alaska and one is in New York and the rest are spread, all across the country. So it's an amazing time to be able to work remotely and be able to help clients, in Alaska or New York or all the states. It's just a very exciting year for us. We also, I mean, part of our focus is, women and minority retail owners. This sets us apart, and we really focus on that customer. And especially this year, we're definitely honing in on that customer, and who their customers are. We feel really strongly that the most successful dispensaries are the ones where the owners really get their customers so well. And I think that the way to get your customer the most is to be that customer. So, you're from that neighborhood. You look like your customer. You struggled with insomnia for years. I mean, that's the way you're really going to serve your clients the best. And that's how we serve our clients.
Super interesting. And yeah, what an opportunity to do design work in a place like Alaska, where many, many Americans have never been to, like Alaska or Hawaii or these states that are a little bit harder to get to. Alaska must be very interesting. Do you get a chance to travel to the state of Alaska in order to do that project?
I don't. So I work fully remote, and it's an amazing process where, my client walks me through the space on FaceTime or during a Zoom call. And I do really feel like I'm there with her, and she's showing me the space and talking about her customer. Sometimes she even hops in the car and we drive through the neighborhood so I can see the light and the position of the building and, who the customers are. It's just an amazing process. And it's great because, like I said, I can't be in Alaska on Thursday and New York on Friday. So it's awesome that my clients, trust me and have that. We have that amazing connection from the beginning.
Well, truly, the power of technology and relying more on these technology pieces, especially That learning curve during the pandemic for many people as well. Now we can do so much remotely that it is now the future. Excellent. Cool. All right, let's take that first commercial break and then we'll be right back to talk more with Melinda Yu of Sungrown Studios. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
All right, we're back on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore with NCIA, and we're talking with Melinda Yu of Sungrown Studios. So, talking more about the dispensary experience for the customers, as soon as you park in the parking lot, as soon as you walk in the front door, you're having an experience as a customer simply based on your surroundings before you make any purchases. So, let's talk first about the value of interior design when it comes to the cannabis dispensaries.
Yeah, definitely. So, like, that first impression is so important, and we all know that. But the way to understand it a little clearer is that, in your brain, like, two things are really happening when you're walking into that space for the first time. And it's primal, like, we don't have control over this. But the first thing our brain is scanning for is, hey, is this space safe? Like, does it feel like a safe place that we should be? And then the second thing is a little more personal and a different filter that your brain uses, but it actually decides, like, do we belong here or not? And these are really the two first components of, like, the first impression. The thing is, like, the customer, if they don't feel like they belong there, they're not going to just turn around and walk out of the store. They might still stay, they might shop, but they might have hesitation. Or they just might not return. No matter how friendly your budtenders are or how delicious those gummies are, the customer is not going to connect to your brand. And that's the whole point of the first impression. So the design of the space taps into those two first things first. We always make the spaces feel safe. And a great example of that is just, like, hey, we don't want vertical metal bars. We don't want cinder blocks. We want ample lighting, no dark hallways, and then obviously, like, familiar furnishings like chairs and art and things like that. No creepy neon. So those are, like, some first, impression things that makes a person feel safe. So to hit on the second point, we want to make the space feel really personally appealing. So we lean very heavily into the brand. A great example. So if you're selling primarily, like, wellness products to athletes, we're going to look at what those athletes would gravitate to, like, naturally. So that would be something simple, like maybe the chairs are deeper and a little taller. Maybe we use larger color contrast and brighter colors. Also, like, energizing music and displays, like, more engaging, more energetic sort of a feeling. So as like a retail designer, we start by studying the human nature and the retail habits, and we pay really close attention to all those details. And that's why you cannot DIY, your first impression.
Wow, I always love the psychology behind various, business decisions. And to put it that way, do I feel safe and do I belong here? That's very fascinating to think about. And I think I'm going to be thinking about those questions every time I enter any kind of shop from now on, just because it's so interesting to think about how the mind processes these experiences. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
So I'm moving on. The cannabis industry is heavily regulated. So there's certain rules and requirements, I'm sure, around design of these spaces. And NCIA's Facilities Design Committee and Retail Committee, love talking with them. They've teamed up to talk about this topic in some recent podcast episodes. So from your perspective, how can a dispensary keep these rules and requirements and, kind of this rigid lane we have to stay in to stay compliant, keeping that all in mind, but also have this unique interior design that can stand out from other dispensaries.
Yeah, I loved that podcast series from your facilities design committee and the retail committee. Those were really great. And they gave us some awesome insights to kind of build on that. Like starting with standing out, you got to think of it like when you're, the first day of school and your kid's nervous or you're nervous and your parents say, just be yourself, be yourself. And you're scared and you don't want to do that, right? You're not sure if people are going to like you for who you are. But honestly, the number one best way to stand out is to shut off like all those voices in your head or from your team or whoever that's telling you to be vanilla or, Apple store the space. Standing out, being who you are, connecting with your reason for getting into the industry, your why. That's the number one best way to tap into standing out. You'll never be copying someone else if you're yourself. And one size doesn't fit all. You're going to be 100% unique, and you need to align people on your team that are committed to your point of view, and then you can't lose. The staying compliant side, yeah, it's difficult, and you're going to have to do certain things to stay compliant. Sometimes it's just, product behind locked glass or those frosted windows to the outside. We can't really change that, but we don't have to make it ugly. I have a great example from a recent project that I'd like to share. The theme of the dispensary was kind of country, a little like back roads. It was a really fun dispensary, and they had to deal with these, compliant man traps. So you walk into a tiny little space when you walk in, and you exit through another one. And, those little tiny entry and exit spaces can feel very confining. So I designed the front one to feel like you're walking into someone's porch, like you're walking up to an old country house, and you're on this little porch, and you feel welcome. And then the same thing in the exit. We kind of mirrored that country, porch that you're leaving a friend's house. So, I mean, just thinking about it outside of the box, you can absolutely stay compliant and stick to, your unique dispensary and your unique brand.
That's definitely cute. I like that front porch idea. How like homey and relaxing instead of like, oh, I have to get out of in and out of this store in a very specific way. That's really interesting. So we're going to take a commercial break here in a moment. But before we do you have like a favorite design or like the most unique design that you've been able to implement, similar to that kind of front porch surprise design for the man trap area?
Yeah, we've done some really, really fun ones. I mean, some of the themed dispensaries are always, kind of near and dear to my heart just because they're so creative. I also recently completed one that it had an ocean theme, right? And the owner's last name happens to be Sands, which just cracks me up. But we actually created, I know, we created this epoxy floor and it felt like the ocean. And then we used a lot of like sea glass components on the dispensary floor. And it really transformed, it transported you, I should say, to the ocean. And there's a comfort to that, right? Like we all love being on the beach and the ocean, and there's an element of fun and relaxation. And it was so neat to really fully incorporate that into the design.
That is very cool. Thanks for sharing that example. Oh, I'd love to see that in person. Absolutely. All right, let's take our last commercial break and then we'll come back and wrap up our chat with Melinda Yu of Sun Grown Studios. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
All right, we're back on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio, wrapping up our chat with Melinda Yu of Sun Grown Studios, who offers dispensary interior design. Some very cool examples were shared in the last segment there. And you know, I will share that our website has a lot of amazing resources, and you've contributed a couple of great blogs as well. Earlier in the year, a blog about 2023 retail dispensary design, three more modern ways to think about laying out your space. That's a great blog. And then recently as well, merchandising in the retail dispensary and how to merchandise in a way that makes the most of your space and increase profits. So those are a couple of resources our listeners can head to our website to go read and check out and take a deeper dive into this topic. And our website, of course, is thecannabisindustry.org. And you can use the search function to find that, search for Melinda Yu or those topics on our blog in the Industry Insights. And the podcast episodes I mentioned earlier as well, with our Facilities Design Committee and Retail Committee, a series of episodes can be found on our podcast page, NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. And of course, this podcast, is streamed on other platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so on. So listen wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, NCIA's Lobby Days, the 2023 11th Annual Cannabis Industry Lobby Days, has just recently concluded. The NCIA team got back from 3 or 4 days in Washington, D.C. in the middle of May, and over 100 NCIA members flew out, and we were able to attend over 150 meetings on Capitol Hill to talk about federal legalization, the SAFE Banking Act, and fixing Section 280E of the IRS tax code, among other topics, with members of Congress, both our friendly faces, as well as those who, let's say, might need a little more education on our industry. So if you couldn't make it to Lobby Days, plan for next year. We've already announced for May 2024, the 12th annual Cannabis Industry Lobby Days, and there's sponsorship opportunities available as well. Everyone was very excited by the end of the event, and it was just so successful. There's so many ways to get involved with NCIA, so be sure to reach out to us to find out more about sponsorship opportunities, digital campaigns, blog articles that you can contribute, committees. We have our midterm committee applications that are open right now through June 18th. So if you missed the end of year committee application term, there's an opportunity to jump in the midterms as well. So check all that out on our website. And as we're wrapping up this episode with Melinda, Melinda, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
Yeah, I mean, if you'd love to see some of those fun projects that I've been working on, hop over to the SunGrown Studio website and click the portfolio. You can see all the great stuff that we've been working on.
Excellent. Thanks so much. And I hope you have an opportunity to contribute more because I just find all this interior design for our industry so fascinating. And, you know, there's opportunities to be creative with these spaces, whether it's the ocean themes or the homey front porch feeling. You know, I've had such a variety of experiences as well. There's the kind of upbeat, you feel like you're kind of going to the club and they're playing loud music. There's so many different experiences, but then there's also kind of that, you know, you can tell when you walk into a shop and you don't feel comfortable, or like you said earlier, I do not feel safe here. I do not belong here. And it really, you know, I may not leave immediately, as you said, but I'm probably going to find a different space to purchase my cannabis as well. Thanks for all that insight. Really fascinating. And of course, I want to encourage our listeners to do everything I just said earlier. Go to our website, look into Lobby Days next year, get more involved with NCIA. The timing is crucial as we move forward and we continue to build momentum on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., as we push the Safe Banking Act further and further across the finish line, even though Congress typically moves at a glacial pace. We need your help. Get involved with the cannabis industry now by becoming a member of NCIA if you're not already. Once again, what's that website for Sungrown Studio for listeners who would like to learn more about you?
Sure, it's just sungrownstudio.com.
Easy peasy.
Got
it.
Thank
you so much, Melinda. I appreciate having you on the show today. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Until next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.